Okay, thank you for coming. In the name of the CALI, House of Latin America, and the Youth Link, this is part of the Month of Peace in Oroville that is going to be finished next week with the Walk for Peace in the Villages. Yeah, you don't listen to me? No?
We listen.
Yes? Better? No. In microphone? Yeah. Yes?
I don't
know. I say that this is part of the Oroville Month of Peace that is going to end next week with a walk for peace in the village. And all the youth just coming from Nainital, they're quite tired, all of them. It's only this one, and Causalia was really with me these days to help me with the videos, but the other are busy and no, quite tired. But for possible, I invite you. The day you are going to know when and how we do one day walking on the village for peace. Yeah, that's the end of the full month. This, for me, this is also something that we were not doing for quite a while. That was we have regular meetings before, reading poetry once a month, and I was almost 1 year outside and little by little collapse. But possible after this we can think of doing each 2 or 3 months again the reading of poetry, because it was really something that we really liked to share. It was not a performance, but it was nice for us to share our songs and our poetry.
I went down the river to pray, studying about the good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me
the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down, come on brothers, let's go down, down in the river.
So this is Sri Aurobindo's Is This the End from his collected poems. Is this the end of all that we have been and all we did or dreamed, a name unremembered and a form undone? Is this the end?
இதுதான் இறுதியா? நாமாக இருந்தது, நாம் செய்தது அல்லது கனவு கண்டது, எல்லாவற்றிற்குமே இதுதான் இறுதியா?
A body rotting under a slab of stone, or turned to ash in fire. A mind dissolved, lost its forgotten thoughts. Is this the end?
பெயர் மறக்கப்பட்டது, உருவம் அழிவுற்றது, இதுதான் இறுதியா? நடுகர் பலகையின் கீழே அழுகிடும் உடம்பு அல்லது நெருப்பில் எரிந்து பூத்த சாம்பல், மறந்து போன எண்ணங்கள் இழப்புகளுடன், இதுதான் இறுதியா?
Our little hours that were and are no more, our passions once so high, being mocked by the still earth and calm sunshine, is this the end?
இருந்ததாகவும் இனி இல்லாததாகவும் ஆகும் நமது சிறு துளி மணி நேரங்கள். முன்னர் மிக உச்சாணியில் இருந்த நமது உணர்ச்சி கொந்தளிப்புகளை பகடி செய்கின்றன. உறைந்து கிடக்கும் பூமியும் அமைதியில் சூரிய பிரகாசமும், இதுதான் இறுதியா?
Our yearnings for the human godhead climb, passing to other hearts, deceived while smiles towards death and hell the world. Is this the end?
மனிதனுள் இறைமையை தேடி மேலேறும் நமது பிரயத்தனங்கள் வேறு இதயங்களுக்குள் மடைமாறும் ஏமாறும் உலகம் நரகத்தையும் சாவினையும் நோக்கி முருவலிக்கும், இதுதான் இறுதியா?
Fallen is the harp, shattered it lies and mute. Is the unseen player dead? Because the tree is felled where the bird sang, must the song too hush?
வீணை விழுந்து விட்டது, ஊமையாகி விட்டது, உடைந்து சிதறி கிடக்கிறது. காட்சிக்கு புலனாகாத இசைஞன் இறந்து விட்டானா? பறவை பாடிக்கொண்டிருந்த மரம் வெட்டுப்பட்டு விட்டதால் அந்த இசை பாடலையுமா ஒடுக்க வேண்டும்?
One in the mind who planned and willed and thought, worked to reshape earth's fate. One in the heart who loved and yearned and hoped. Does he too end?
திட்டமிட்டு ஆர்வமுற்று எண்ண உருவாக்கி உலகத்தின் விதியை மீட்டுருவாக்க பணி செய்யும் சிந்தையனுள் உள்ளான் ஒருவன். நேசித்து ஆர்வமுடன் தவித்து நம்பிக்கை விதைத்து இதயத்தினுள் அமர்ந்துள்ளான் ஒருவன். முடிவு உண்டா என்ன?
The immortal in the mortal is his name. An artist godhead here, ever remolds himself in diviner shapes, unwilling to cease.
அழியும் ஒன்றின் உள் இருக்கும் அழிவற்றவன் என்பதல்லவா அவன் திருப்பெயர்? இங்கே இறைமையாய் ஒரு கலைஞன் எப்போதும் மேம்பட்ட தெய்வீக வடிவங்களில் தன்னை மறுவார்ப்பு செய்து கொண்டு அழிந்து போக விருப்பமன்றி இருக்கிறான் இருக்கிறான்.
Unwilling to cease till all is done for which the stars were made, till the heart discovers God and the soul knows itself, and even then there is no end.
எதற்காக விண்மீன்கள் படைக்கப்பட்டனவோ அது எல்லாம் முடிவுறும் வரை, இதயம் இறைவனை கண்டறிந்து கொள்ளும் வரை, ஆன்மா தன்னைத்தானே உணரும் வரை, அதன் பிறகும் இறுதி என்பது எங்குமே இல்லை.
It was really a very nice surprise to us 2 years ago. She's still very young, imagine before. And she was coming always with her little poem, with an image and the music, all together, like simply like that. No? Okay, now she brought something.
We went to Goa a couple of months ago, and I don't really like the sea much, but I was forced to go to the beach, and this happened. There was this girl. You can see the picture. So there was this girl, and she was on the beach, and for some reason she was really enjoying and like going to the sea, and she was just at peace and so happy. And so when I came back to Pondicherry, I reflected on that and I wrote this. And so I stood at the edge where the land meets the sea, felt the sand eroding, slipping out from beneath me. Is it me that's moving, or the earth beneath my feet? Maybe we were both moved in our own little way. A wash swept away, and at last, acceptance. Yeah, thank you.
Paloma, they are going to sing, thinking of Colombian things. They prepare a song in Spanish called Paloma. Paloma is?
The dove.
The dove. It's one of the poems from one of the biggest Spanish poets. Yeah, thank you, thank you. Guastavino. Sorry, yeah, the music is Guastavino. Yes. It's Argentine. It's from Argentina. Yeah, it's from Argentina. The music, yeah, Rafael Alberti is a poet that is from Spain, and Guastavino is a very good musician from Argentina. They have done a lot of things together because he, in the time of Franco, he was living in Argentina, and they were working together in really very, very nice things. Thank you very much. Sí, Susana from Colombia, from Bogotá. We were looking at your city.
We are in our country now. We have the process, the peace process, no? All the countries moving, yeah, for the peace, no? And last year was a song, and was singing for many, many singers in Latin America, no? The composer was a Colombian singer, and it's like a poem, no? And this is my poem today. In Spanish? No, after. After you in English? Full, yeah. Yeah. I prefer in Spanish first, and Rolf helped me with in English, for the meaning in English. It's very simple, and I think beauty. Para el viento, una cometa. Para el lienzo, un pincel. Para la siesta, una hamaca. Para el alma, un pastel. Para el silencio, una palabra. Para la oreja, un caracol. Un columpio para la infancia y al oído, un acordeón. Pero para la guerra, nada. Para el sol, un calidoscopio. Un poema para el mar. Para el fuego, una guitarra y tu voz para cantar. Para el verano, bicicletas y burbujas de jabón. Un abrazo para la risa, para la vida, una canción. Para la guerra, nada. Para el viento, un ringlete. Para el olvido, un papel. Para amarte, una cama. Para el alma, un café. Para abrigarte, una ruana. Y una vela para esperar. Un trompo para la infancia. Y una cuerda para saltar. Para la guerra, nada. Para el cielo, un telescopio. Una escafandra para la mar. Un buen libro para el alma. Una ventana para soñar. Para el verano, una pelota y barquitos de papel. Un buen mate para el invierno y para el barco, un timonel. Para la guerra, nada.
For the wind, a kite. For canvas, a brush. For a nap, a hammock. For the taste of the soul, a cake. For silence, a word. For the ear, a conch. For the children, a swing. For hearing, an accordion. For war, nothing. For the sun, a kaleidoscope. For the sea, a poem. For the campfire, a guitar. For the singing, a voice. For the summer, a bicycle. For bubbles, a piece of soap. For laughter, a hug. For life, a song. For war, nothing. For the wind, a rinselet. For laugh, a bed. For the spirit, a I don't know. a coffee, okay. For the worms, a shawl. For the children, a spin and a rope to jump. For war, nothing. For the sky, a telescope. For the sea, a boat. For your mind, a good book. For dreams, a window. For the summer, a ball and paper. For the winter, a good mate. For war, nothing.
I wrote this about 2 to 3 weeks ago. It just came like that. It's almost like a story, actually. And I thought this is the peace week. So this is a little story. Halfway into an acre of light, the bird paused and took stock of the world. Everything was splendid with morning. If only those humans stuffed inside newspapers would lift their heads for a second and look at the power of it all. The action was everywhere, its density tall as the sky. The bird flew on through bad news and anguish, bullets and hailstorm, feathers light, raindrop clean and breezed. It landed on a traffic signal on a four-way crossing, all honk, screech and panic, all eyes glued on androids, not a glance for the world, breathing in epiphany. "Halt," said the bird, spreading its wings, wide as the day is seen. And all the cars, rammed on the brakes, breaking out in sweat and curses. "Halt," said the bird, in every language. "You cannot cross. You cannot go back. Cannot forward. Cannot escape. I am your toll gate. Pay your due if money is all you understand." The four-way artery stood still as a rock jam breath. Finally, a door opened, somewhere far behind on the south side. A young woman with a shimmering scarf smiled up. "Today, the war was supposed to break across the world, bird. The storms, the floods, the riots, the stock market crash. But your wings are wide today. They will not pass." "But you may," said the bird, and lifted her across on its wing. Away the woman flew over thousands of shocked heads, laughing with the butterflies. But the mind is a stubborn thug. For another door opened, this time northwards, a grey-faced gent, very unamused, unsmiling. "Enough of this, get out, or get shot." He cocked his gun. The wings grew transparent, but bigger still. Nothing moved, nothing panicked, and all was an explosion inside and wide. Doors burst open from east to west and along arteries north and south. The traffic lights blinked with the pulse of the sun, and the bird began to sing, lifting the orchestra of the sky, and a ripple rhythm of beauty spilled across the earth. Men and women were tumbling out of doors like joy, children like dreams. The man dropped his gun. The bird folded its wings. The traffic flowed again to all its destinations. But the world had lost just a little ugliness, just a little of its pride and its absolute pain. The bird flew ahead through new acres of light, freshly born for life.
Thank you. Who don't know me, I'm Ivana, and I like write poems if I need it. And usually it is very short poem about something what touched me. And my last problem was a street dog who didn't have owner. It was my problem the last 2 months. And now I sorted. I found a person who already got one street dog, and he is happy to look after the second one. So I'm very happy. And yesterday I had to express this happiness only by poem that I sent to him, to his dog, and this new one dog, poem for good night. His dog name is Vido, the shortcut village dog. And he gave for the dog from me name Oliver, and he always told him Ollie. So it was yesterday evening what I wrote in the message. Dark, a lit on today, a soup of tomorrow, a magic of now, which only dog's paws can bring to us. Good night, Oli and Vido.
Yeah.
a beautiful world. Whoever made it this way, this is a beautiful world. This is a beautiful world. This is a beautiful world. This way.
Last year, I was in Manipur, the capital, Imphal, to attend an All India Poets Meet. Nearly poets from 24 languages participated. I represented the Tamil language, representing Pondicherry and Tamil Nadu. One side, the militants were shooting. The next day, the military was shooting. In between, this All India Poets Meet happened in their university auditorium. So I wrote a special poem there and read in Tamil with the English translation. And now my friend poet Sethupathi will read the Tamil part and I will do the English translation.
Amma ennum thaen koodu. Amma ennum thaen koodu. Amma ennum oongara osaikkul chulandiruppadu thaan iniya ivvulagu. Amma endrale jeevan adipperukku. இருகரை இணைக்கும் உயிர் நீர்ப்பரப்பு இன்றும் நேற்றும் நிரம்பியிருக்கும் ஊறி ததும்பும் ஊற்றினுள் நாளையும் அவளே ஓடை கிளைகளை ஆவலுடன் தன்னுள் தாங்குவாள் மேடை பாலங்களின் அடித்தூண் தழுவி வீட்டு வாசப்படிக்கும் கலைவளம் கொண்டு சேர்ப்பாள் அம்மா.
A honeycomb called Ma, Mother. The sweet earth revolves within the Omkar sound of Ma. Ma is the flooding river of life, a stretch of living water that joins the two shores. She is a spring that wells up from within and becomes brimful as she was on yesterday and today, so she will be on tomorrow too. She holds within herself the branching streams. She lashes against the pillars under the bridge and brings to our doorstep the richness of art.
Amma, aval amuda unavu cholai, mugam paarthu unavu oottum uyir ninaivu chaalai, udal kaappaal, ullam valarpaal, kalai eduthu payir seivaal, நன்னிலம் போல நலம் தருவாள். மகவுக்காக உறக்கம் விடுக்கும் அம்மா ஒரு தென்றல் தேவதை. மகவுக்காக உறக்கம் விடுக்கும் அம்மா ஒரு தென்றல் தேவதை. சுகங்களை ஒதுக்கி வைக்கிறாள். பூமிக்குள் பரவும் வேர்களைப் போல நாம் பிள்ளைகள் நாற்றுகள். இலை தழைகளாக கிளைத்து மலசொரிந்து கனிகளை உதிர்க்கும்போது மடியேத்து ஏந்திக் கொள்கிறாள் தட்டுக்கூடையாய்.
Ma is a grove of ambrosial food. She is the memorial of life that feeds us, pleasing us with her kind looks. She protects our body, improves our heart, plants our crops and weeds them like the wetlands. She gives us plenty. The mother who sacrifices her sleep for her baby is a sweet and gentle fairy. She buries her comforts like the roots that are buried into the earth. We children are her nurslings. We grow into big trees, send our branches, produce blossoms and yield fruits. She spreads her lap like a wicker basket and receives them with compassion.
அம்மாக்களுக்கு மட்டும் வயதாவதே இல்லை. அவர்கள் எப்போதும் நமக்காக வாழ்ந்து கொண்டே இருக்கிறார்கள். எல்லா தீவுகளிலும், எல்லா மலைகளிலும், மலை வளங்களிலும், வனக்குடில்களிலும் அம்மாக்கள்தான் வெளிச்சம் தரும் நந்தா விளக்காயிருக்கிறார்கள். அவர்களது மார்பு எப்போதும் ஈரம் மிகுந்த தேன்கூடாகவே இருக்கின்றது. அம்மாக்கள் வாழ வேண்டும், அம்மாக்கள் வாழ வேண்டும். மக்கள் இனி எப்போதும் யுத்தம் செய்யாதீர்கள், மக்கள் இனி எப்போதும் யுத்தம் செய்யாதீர்கள். அம்மாக்கள் வாழ வேண்டும், மக்கள் வாழ விடுவீர்களா?
Mothers are ageless. They always live for us. They are the ever-glowing lamps, Nanda Vilakku. They are the ever-glowing lamps giving us light. In all the islands, in all the mountains, in all the rainforests, and in all the forest huts, their bosoms are always moisture-filled honeycombs. Mothers must live, O children. Mothers must live, O children. Do not engage yourselves in warfare hereafter. Mothers must live, O children. Will you let them live?
Hi, my name is Ever. This is a poem that I wrote. I feel like a lot of the reason why we don't have peace is because of this idea of an I, or that we're separate from everyone else. So I guess that's kind of what this poem is about. So the illusion of separateness creates a turmoil societal mess, one that values one another as less. The sun shines down. It does not discriminate. It does not take any sort of bait. Time we see the oneness within all before it's too late. For goodness sake, we are in a period of wake. Time to get crafty and seek what one can make. No need for societal misconceptions of take, take, take. We all have a lot at stake. Yeah.
Thank you.
My offering to the peace in the Andes is to remember the women, the original women for these places, all the Andes, the South Andes in South America, that they were always in peace. They are always in peace, and they are really the guardians of this earth.
So yeah, it's kind of a poem that appeal people to strike against the war, and it's a bit it's funny in French, but I don't know how to translate that in English.
No, you have to.
Okay. Des gâteux qu'on dit immortels, des louves dingues en redingote l'adorent au pied des autels de leur ligue patriote. Des écrivassiers de mon cul en touchant mélos ambiguës ou romances pour maison close nous chantent cette horrible chose, la guerre. Oui, mais si nous avions la guerre devant le feu, qui donc filerait comme un paix? Voyons les cabots de la guerre, foutez-nous la paix. Notre faune n'abat plus moisson, sous nos marteaux plus rien ne vibre. Oups, sorry. Notre faune n'abat plus moisson, sous nos marteaux plus rien ne vibre. Et nos corps gardent la chanson que lance au vent tout homme libre. Car nos mains dociles ont pris les divers outils de carnage pour remettre... pour eux-mêmes plus bas prix, même sale et stupide ouvrage. Un sou par jour, ohé, sur tout le chantier de la guerre, c'est pour un sou que l'on tuerait son frère. Un sou par jour, en grève, en grève, en grève et pour toujours.
Grève. Yeah. He asked for a stroke. for the world finish, no? No more people that brought poem for reading? Okay.
Very difficult to translate.
Who?
Yeah, very difficult.
Yes.
No. Yes. 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 One in German. With nice things before.
You're
having a fight? See that you prefer play the guitar, but no? Can you play that? We can, you can help me. We can to sing together at the end, yes? All together.
Okay, I completely messed it up this morning and I didn't know the theme was about peace, so. With a lot of fantasy, maybe it fits. So the German, it's from Goethe, which is our foremost poet, and he was also into science, and yeah, I think many people know about him. So this is about the ginkgo tree, which the earliest fossils are 270 million years ago, and this tree has is very particular. It has the leaves are splitting into two, and the poem is about this. Dieses Baumes Blatt, der von Osten meinen Garten anvertraut, gibt geheimen Sinn zu kosten, wie es den Wissenden erbaut. Ist es ein lebendig Wesen, das sich in sich selbst getrennt? Sind es zwei, die sich erlesen, dass man sie eines kennt? Solche Fragen zu erwidern, fand ich wohl den rechten Sinn. Fühlest du nicht an meinen Liedern, dass ich eins und doppelt bin? So the English translation goes. This leaf from the tree in the east has been given to my garden. It reveals a certain secret, which pleases me and thoughtful people. Does it represent one living creature, which has divided itself? Or are there these two, which have decided that there should be as one? To reply to such a question, I found the right answer. Do you notice in my songs and verses that I am one and two?
Just came downloaded on 3rd. Of December 2015. I call it download, I don't write it, it just comes. मैं भी शांत होता हूँ पर मुस्कान नहीं खोता हूँ. रात को कभी कभी सोता हूँ पर दिन में सपने संजोता हूँ. विचार बादलों में कभी होता हूँ पर भावनाओं में नहीं खोता हूँ. अस्तित्व के रिश्तों में प्रेम की फुहार पिरोता हूँ. मैं भी शांत होता हूँ पर मुस्कान नहीं खोता हूँ. किसी की क्रोध अगन को देखता हूँ पर गम के बारिश में नहीं रोता हूँ. समदृष्टि से आनंदित रहता हूँ. मैं भी शांत होता हूँ पर मुस्कान नहीं खोता हूँ. डर के बवंडरों से गुजरता हूँ पर स्व में आस्था नहीं खोता हूँ. मैं भी अपमानों को भी पी लेता हूँ. मैं भी शांत होता हूँ पर मुस्कान नहीं खोता हूँ.
You want to translate, thanks?
My hand is not that good.
English.
Yeah? So it says that I am also in peace and calm. I am peaceful, I'm calm. But that doesn't mean I am losing my smile. Short time translation. In different situations, if there is anger, if any kind of negativity is coming on, I am going through it, flowing through it, but that doesn't mean I am losing my smile. So I am also calm and peaceful, but that doesn't mean that I lost my smile.
So this is the original one. We try to do it together. It's very simple. One day we'll sing together. We'll sing like birds. One day we'll sing together. One day we'll sing like birds. One day we'll sing together. One day we'll sing like birds. One day we'll sing together in a singing song. One day we're going to sing all together. The Tamils?
ஒரு நாள் நாம் பறவைகளை போல சேர்ந்து பாடுவோம் ஒரு நாள் நாம் பறவைகளை போல சேர்ந்து பாடுவோம் ஒரு நாள் நாம் பறவைகள் போல சேர்ந்து பாடுவோம் ஒரு நாள் ஒரே ஒரு பாடலை சேர்ந்து பாடுவோம்
One day we'll sing together, you know, in the same...
The
we sing in the Spanish band, it's very simple. So then, un día cantaremos como los pájaros, un día cantaremos como los pájaros, un día cantaremos como los pájaros, un día cantaremos en un solo canto.
C'est pas compliqué. Là.
Non, c'est pas très compliqué. C'est pour ça que j'ai
l'air
fixe.
Très simple.
Merci.
Allez, vas-y.
Un jour nous chanterons comme les oiseaux. Un jour nous chanterons comme les oiseaux. Un jour nous chanterons comme les oiseaux. Un jour nous chanterons
dans une seule chanson.
Dans une seule chanson. Dans une seule chanson. Dans une seule chanson. You can do the Hindi because it's very simple.
Russian.
Однажды мы будем петь как птицы. Однажды мы будем петь как птицы. Однажды мы будем петь как птицы. Однажды мы будем петь вместе однажды песню.
पंछी की तरह एक दिन हम गाएंगे पंछी की तरह एक दिन हम गाएंगे पंछी की तरह एक दिन हम गाएंगे पंछी की तरह एकदम हम गाएंगे एक साथ एक
Shanti, shanti, shanti. Pass, pass, pass. Pe, pe, pe. You guys
have?
Mir, mir, mir. In Hindi?
Shanti,
shanti. Shanti, shanti. Pe, pe, pe.
German?
Freedom.
Freedom, freedom, freedom. Freedom, yeah. Completely another. Pace italiano. Pace, pace, pace. Latin Pax.
Pax.
Pax. English. Peace.
Peace. Peace.
Shanti, shanti, shanti.
Shalom.
Thank you very much. An incredible afternoon.
Monday.
Here's some little poems there of mine, bookmarked, if you want to take it with me. Yeah, there is more there, no? You keep it like that for the next time, we always sing. This is our end of the poetry. We need to go to the end. Yeah, I think that's